Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Both the NBA and NHL playoffs are nearing the end. Both had big games on Saturday night. We start on the hard court where the Celtics and Pacers squared off in Indianapolis. Tom McCabe was courtside.
Boston outscored Indiana 15-4 over the final 3 minutes to win 114-111. Drew Holiday scored the final 5 Celtic points as Boston takes a 3-0 lead in the series. The Celtics battled back from 18 down in the third quarter. Jason Tatum had 36 points and 10 rebounds for Boston. Jaylen Brown added 24. The Pacers were without all-star Tyrese Halliburton but got 32 points from Andrew Nimhart.
And from Indianapolis, we head south to Dallas, where Bob Stevens was on hand for the Stars and the Edmonton Oilers.
The Dallas Stars defeated the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals to even up their series at a game apiece. Mason Marchman's goal early in the third on a redirect snapped a 1-1 tie and put the Stars ahead for good.
It feels good. There's not many better feelings than scoring in a playoff game. So, we'll take that one and, forget about it and move on to the next one, right? So we got a big game coming up, so worry about that.
Esa Lindell sealed it with an empty net goal. Big game for Jake Ottinger, who outdueled Stuart Skinner in the battle of goalies. Ottinger, 28 saves, including 15 in the first period. Skinner, 22 saves. Jamie Benn had a goal and an assist for the Stars, while Connor Brown scored the lone Edmonton goal.
Back to basketball, 5 games in the WNBA. Minnesota over New York, 84-67. Connecticut got by Chicago, 86-82. Las Vegas over Indiana, 99-80. Seattle crushing Washington, 101-69. And Dallas downing Phoenix, 107-92. It was a very tough day in the world of golf as a PGA player died way too young. Dave Ferry with the sad details.
2-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray has died at age 30. His management team announced his death one day after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge at Colonial. No cause of death was given, with GSE Worldwide saying it will hold off on commenting until it learns further details. Murray won the Sony Open in a playoff this year and captured his first PGA win in 2023. He had dealt with alcohol and mental issues in the past, but had turned his game around recently. Commissioner Jay Monahan says Murray's parents asked that the tournament continue.
And in that tournament, Davis Riley has a 4-shot lead entering the final round with Scottie Scheffler in second place after shooting a 63. The day and night in baseball is next. It was a busy day and night in Major League Baseball. We start in the American League with a couple of long winning streaks extended. Cleveland made it 8 straight wins, 4-3 over the Angels. Kansas City also won its 8th in a row, 7-4 over Tampa Bay. Detroit 2-1 over Toronto. Minnesota 5-3 over Texas. Baltimore scored all its runs in the 8th inning, 5-3 over the White Sox. And Oakland 3-1 over Houston. National League, a longtime rivalry continued in St. Louis. Mike Reeves was witness.
The Cardinals scored 4 times in the 8th inning to overcome a 4-3 deficit, and they rallied past the Cubs 7-6 at Busch Stadium. St. Louis tied the game on a 2-out pinch hit single from Matt Carpenter, then took the lead on a 2-run single from Brendan Donovan.
I mean, it was just back and forth the whole time. You get kicked, you get knocked down, you come back, and then they come back, and then you come back. I think there's just a bunch of emotions, and I think that's just what leads to a fun game.
All of the 8th inning runs for St. Louis were scored against losing pitcher Mark Leiter Jr. Jojo Romero was the winner in relief for the Cards, who have won 4 straight. Ryan Helsley picked up save number 16. The Cubs have dropped 3 in a row.
And a big comeback in the Mile High City with Bruce Morton on hand.
The Phillies rallied with 6 runs in the 9th to defeat Colorado 8-4. A triple by Eduardo Sosa plated Brandon Marsh to tie the game at 3. Then Garrett Stubbs ripped a base hit, scoring Sosa could for a 4-3 lead. Bryce Harper added on with an opposite field 3-run homer. Reliever Jose Ruiz picked up the win, Justin Lawrence the loss. With the victory, Philadelphia is a major league best 38-15.
Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 4-1 over Atlanta. Cincinnati downed the Dodgers 3-1. San Francisco made it 8 wins in 9 games, 7-2 over the Mets, and Arizona 3-2 over Miami. Interleague action, Washington 3, Seattle 1. Milwaukee doubling up Boston 6-3. And Aaron Judge, his 17th home run. The Yankees 4-1 over San Diego. I'm David Schuster. AAP Sports.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.